your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Yard ever today. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos, and I am your chief geek. I went down to Bradenton today. I live in West Central Florida in the Tampa Bay area. And something interesting about Florida is that Florida essentially has three different growing zones. You have North Florida, then you have Central Florida, and then you work your way down into South Florida. South Florida, now I live in Central Florida. We can grow a lot of things that you can't grow in North Florida. And a lot of things that you can grow in North Florida, you can't grow here. Centipede grass would be one of those, okay? And I like centipede grass, but it just doesn't grow in Central Florida. It doesn't grow in South Florida either, but it grows in North Florida. But once you get down to St. Petersburg, there is this world-famous bridge. As a matter of fact, it's the largest bridge in Florida. It's called the Sunshine Skyway. And once you drive over the Sunshine Skyway, you essentially go in to a totally different world. I mean, an absolutely different world down there, because you are now going into the southern zone, the southern growing zone. Things that do not grow at my house in Clearwater grow down there. An excellent example would be sea grape. And then the farther you go south, more tropical things start happening for you. You go just a little bit further south and you'll start seeing coconut palms that you don't see up our way. But right across that bridge, it's a totally different world. And by the way, a totally different attitude of people, which is very, very strange. By the way, it's a very good attitude. I love going across that bridge. And today I went to Bradenton actually to do a quick consult on a particular tree in a yard. And I got this from a home inspector friend of mine. So I went down there to look at the tree, which they swore had pine borers. It did not. As a matter of fact, the tree was perfectly healthy and it looked good. This house was built in 1954, and it, you know, typical Florida 1954 home. When it was built, it didn't have air conditioning, so it had jalousie windows in the back and all kinds of things. They had since upgraded and put in central air conditioning and heat in the house. It still had the original kitchen, but they had upgraded the floor. Now, it's strange. They didn't upgrade the cabinets. Still had the original 1950s cabinets. In the Florida room, the back room, was not air conditioned and still had the jalousie windows. But when I walked back there to see, and I looked into the backyard, it was hot out today. It was 93 degrees out. But when I walked into that room, and all the jalousie windows are open, by the way, they are the most, if you have air conditioning, you really can't have jalousie windows because air just leaks out of them like crazy. But went there, and, you know, it was not that bad. There was a ceiling fan going, and it really wasn't that bad at all. Plus, there's a lot of trees in the back. Well, when I looked out the window and I saw the landscaping out there, I was just blown away. Actually, I was kind of blown away with the landscaping in the front, but when I saw the back, I was amazed. But let's start with the front yard. This is a 1950s, four Florida home that was landscaped very eclectically. And now the woman who's buying it is a doctor, and she was there, a delightful person. And I just said, I just absolutely love your landscape. She goes, I absolutely love the landscape of this house, but I know nothing about Florida plants. And the home inspector said, oh, you have a new best friend. She goes, really? And I said, yeah, I know. And I said, but let me tell you what I love about everything that I saw. Everything that I saw there, well, nothing matched anything. There was a beautiful podocarpus, which was a specimen plant at the corner of the house in the front. And it was rounded off as opposed to squared off. So that was very interesting. In front of the little sidewalk that walks, it takes you to the front door, were very old Pittsford junipers. Now, I never run into Pittsford junipers that do not have spider mites, especially old ones. These had no spider mites. Just all kinds of snake plants. In the backyard, there was just there was crotons all around. There was just a mishmash of things. There was ligustrums in the back that were kind of growing as trees as opposed to shrubs. They had just been shaped that way. There was bamboo in the back. There was caladiums. There was all kinds of stuff in that yard. And the interesting thing, there was little grass in the backyard. There was mostly dirt. And I said, you might want to consider a ground cover here. She goes, no, I kind of like it the way it is. I said, well, if you love it, if it makes your heart sing, that's fine. She goes, well, what about fertilizer? And I looked everything over. I said, you want to know something that's really strange? She said, what? And I found out from some history of this house. This house has been uninhabited for about a year and a half. The people who lived there passed away, and the son was coming and just basically trimming some shrubs. But that was it. There had been no fertilization, yet everything looked vibrant. I said, everything here seems to be the way that this was planted, the way that this was so eclectically but yet intelligently planted, everything seems to be taking care of yourself or of itself. She said, explain, please. I said, okay. You've got azaleas back there that are underneath oak trees in the back of the yard. I said, they're basically feeding themselves from the droppings off the oak tree. Acid base. They look wonderful. They're thick. Everything seems to be fine. The bamboo is dropping off all kinds of little leaves all around that are feeding, a bunch of the succulents that were everywhere. There was a cactus, a rather interesting cactus, in the backyard. Her realtor hated the cactus. The lady loved the cactus. The doctor loved the cactus. I loved the cactus. I said, everything just seems to naturally be taking care of itself. I said, perhaps in the, in the fall, you might want to consider taking a fruit tree fertilizer. And I gave her a brand name of what to use. And get one of those little, green handheld Scott spreaders and just walk around and put a bag of fertilizer over everything and just let it be. But I said that will pop out because of the micronutrients in the package. That'll pop out the colors a little bit more. But I said this place has not been fertilized, yet it seems to be maintaining itself. I said, you've got vibrant color. You got a lot of shade, not a lot of full sun. You've got vibrant colors, which is really strange. In the front where you've got sun, you've got some more vibrant colors, but things look very, very good. I mean, I was just amazed. I said, without testing your soil, the normal pH for soil in this area is generally up around 6.5 to 7. But I'm going to bet because of all the organic stuff that you have happening here that your pH is closer to 5.5, which gives you a bunch of other opportunities. She goes, well, I wanted to plant tomatoes. And I found a place in the yard where she could plant tomatoes. I said, have the pH of the soil tested. And I told her how to do that. I said, normally I carry a pH testing kit with me, but I came here specifically to look at a tree. So, you know, this was just a drive, a 35-mile drive to come down across the bridge and look at this. I said, but just, you know, get a pH test done at your cooperative extension service. I said, you might want to spring for a complete test. I said, but a pH test would be good enough, and that's usually free. And I said, here would be an area. I said, usually a problem in planting tomatoes in the soil, especially the farther south in Florida we go, is that there are nematodes in the soil. Nematodes are microscopic eelworms that eat the root. There are endoparasitic nematodes, which climb inside the root and eat. And there are ectoparasitic nematodes who sit on the outside of the roots and eat. I said, but I'm not seeing a lot of that activity because all of your plants, even though they're aged, all of your plants are old. They look so healthy. So I said, especially your Pisifer junipers in the front look so good. I said, I'm betting because of all the natural stuff that's happening here that you have very, very, very little, nematode activity in the soil. So I found a place. She's going to dig that out after she closes on the house, and she's going to plant tomatoes there in the fall. So I thought that was pretty exciting. I recommended a friend of mine's book, Stan DeFreitas' Complete Guide to Florida Gardening, and off I went. Fun to see things like that. Hey, you're listening to Ask the Gardener.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
So I went to Lowe's today and found another brand of electric lawnmower. Man. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Croce. I am the chief geek here in charge. That's me. I'm the one who talks about plants and electric lawnmowers. And then, interestingly enough, you know, it looked really nice. I forget the brand name now. I was in there. You know what I went in there to get? I went in there to get... For my ex-wife, she's having gnats in her kitchen, sewer gnats, sewer flies that are coming up through the kitchen sink. And I, by the way, do not do this. It is against EPA regulations and registration, but we did it anyway. I got her a Hot Shot No Pest Strip, and a Hot Shot. It was $5.97, and a Hot Shot No Pest Strip. You hang it up outside or in your garage. Hey, that's right. Or in your barn, not in the house, except she hung it in her kitchen. No, she didn't. Yeah, no, but she did. But she didn't. No, she did. But she didn't. Anyway, by not hanging it in her kitchen, within about 15 minutes, the gnats were gone. The sewer flies were dead. And I said, well, you know, here's the thing. I said, according to the label, you can only hang this inside the house for 4 hours, and then, oh, there's my phone making a funny noise, and then you have to take it outside. You can hang it in the garage or somewhere like that. I said, that's what the rules say. I said, or you can be out of the house for 5 days, and that way you can, you know, by doing that, you can very easily leave this hanging here and then come back and all the eggs will have hatched and you'll kill them all. She goes, that's a wonderful idea. I'm coming to stay at your house. I said, okay, but you're not bringing your 6 dogs. She goes, I'm staying here. I said, okay. I have 2 cats. She has 1 dog that she brings over once in a while, and the cats think the 1 dog is weird, but okay. But the other 6 dogs are her roommate and her son's dogs. And they're ugly little dogs, and they're yappy little dogs. I don't like yappy little dogs. If you're going to have a dog, you have a dog. You know, that's just me. I'm going on totally off course. Anyway, so she hung that up, solved that. But while there, I saw, just very quickly, saw this other mower, electric mower, which also had a weed trimmer, and they all shared the same battery. It had a hedge trimmer, all sharing the same battery, same concept as the eGrow. I forget the name of it, and I didn't have a lot of time to look at it. But I looked at it, and their version with the self-propelled was $399. Not bad. So anyhow, the next day, I had to go to a local lawnmower shop because I wanted a new blade for my mower. So I went there, and there's a mechanic there, and he is just really up on all of this stuff. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm so looking to go electric. He said, a lot of people are. And, you know, he says, if I were you, I would wait a year. Look at it.
look and see what happens in the spring. See what comes out in the spring. He said, you know, we're very early in this, and you're going to see a lot of improvements. If you buy now, I think you'll be happy. But a lot of better technology, longer battery life, all kinds of other stuff. He said he's reading in the trades, is just around the corner. He said, wait a year. He said, you've got a good lawnmower. You know, he knows what I have. I've got a Murray. And he said, you know, and I got the new blade for it. And he says, you're fine. You know, just, I say, I know, but I'm really, you know, when I did a little more research and I saw how much emissions are coming out of lawn equipment compared to automobiles. We are beating out automobiles in ozone gas going into the environment big time. I mean, just really, really, really big time. And if we had to have emission stuff on our lawnmowers and our yard equipment, the cost of these stuff would just be outrageous, and it would be heavy. Can you imagine a line trimmer with, catalytic converter built on? You couldn't carry the thing. So it's not practical, but it is practical to go electric. And I really want to do that. I am basically electric now on everything except the lawnmower. I have an electric edger. I have an electric weed trimmer, all of which I plug into a 100-foot cord that goes, you know, that I've got a plug on the outside of the front of my house and one on the outside of the back of my house. Oh, I didn't tell you this. My next-door neighbor, who lives in the corner house, has an electric lawnmower, but he's got a push mower that is connected to the cord. I've watched him struggle with that cord, and he says, you know, it does a good job, but you got to watch this cord. What day? He was out Sunday mowing his yard, his front yard. I said, let me try that on my front yard for a minute. And I mowed just a small part of my front yard, and I couldn't do it. I could not, you know, you got to keep track of that cord, and it was very unpleasant. And I'm one of these guys who really enjoys mowing the lawn. And I cannot enjoy mowing the lawn if I've got to be thinking constantly about an electrical cord. And he feels the same way, but he's very environmentally conscious and wanted to get away from, and he's an auto mechanic, by the way, has a really good auto mechanics business, but he really wanted to get away from, the gas powered lawn equipment. So he went with this, and he says mowing the lawn is not a joy to him, but it's very efficient, does a good job. And he says, so I'm, you know, and I said, well, you know, they've got these cordless ones. He goes, I know, but they're expensive. And he really wants to buy a Tesla. He wants to buy a Tesla automobile. I have two friends now with Teslas. I am so jealous of all of them. When my son, Zach, was telling me about Teslas, I say, oh, you know, it's never going to work. Man, two of my friends bought Teslas. They are the most wonderful automobiles. And they go. I mean, you know, you step on the gas. You're not stepping on the gas. That thing takes off. I mean, it just hauls butt. They're really, really good. The technology. We're going electric in our vehicles. Over the next 10 years, you're going to see a lot more of it. If I could afford a Tesla right now, I would buy it. But I think I am on the lawnmower thing. I can afford it right now. But I'm going to take the advice of my mechanic at the Toro dealership, and I'm going to wait until the spring. That's not that far away. That is not that far away. And I'm going to look, and he gave me the name of some trade magazines that he subscribes to. I'm going to go on their online presence and subscribe online and just keep my eye on things. But I want to cut the cord on all of my equipment, and I would like to get a mower that uses the same battery as the edger, that uses the same battery as the line trimmer, that uses the same battery as the blower. So I'm not out there dealing with all those cords, which like I say, I don't mind doing that with everything except a mower. I'm not going to do it with a mower. So I'm going to watch just a little bit. I'm just going to wait just a tad bit and see what happens. Who knows? You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
This week on a totally new studio setup. Again, I change studios more than I change wives, and I've had three wives and many more studios. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek, but I'm friendly with all my wives. You know, they all live around here. There are times, believe it or not, there are times when all of us, myself and all three wives, are in the same room together. It doesn't happen often, but it happens a lot more often than you would think. It's kind of weird. And wife number one and wife number three are like besties. How strange is that? Anyway, hey, how you doing? I hope you're having a great day. I am having a great day. The reason that the studio setup changed, I'm in the same room. I'm just at another table, and I'm using a different computer. That is because, you know, remember my friend Truman Burst? He's been on the show many times over the years. Well, I am doing a 10-episode podcast series with him on herbs. It is yet unnamed. We have recorded 3 of the 10 episodes. But the interesting thing about these episodes is that not only are they audio, their video. You see myself and you see Truman on a split screen together on the video. So, and I have in this part of the of my studio, I have studio lights here, rather professional, good studio lights that are here, and they're not over where all the audio equipment is. So I said, I need to use the good studio lights. So I walked out into my old studio where I found an old, it's not that old, but it's not that new, but it's, you know, it's got a Windows 10. I found my Dell laptop that I had actually forgot that I had. And I brought it in here and I turned it on and it had to have all the updates done, did all the updates, and I installed the software into this thing. And it's got a really good webcam on it, a really, really, really good webcam. So Truman and I started recording these episodes. They're 20-minute podcasts. I'll let you know where you can find them eventually. But here's the fun part about that. This is an interesting thing. Totally. I'll get back to gardening in a minute, but herbs are kind of gardens because they're herbs, right? Herbs are plants. Here's the fun fact about that. They will be audio podcasts, which you can download off of iTunes. They will be video podcasts, which will be on the website for the podcast, which is not named yet. So we don't have a website yet, since we don't have a name for the podcast yet. And so it will be on video there. Here's the other fun fact. We're having these podcasts transcribed, and they're in written form, and they will also be, each podcast will be a 99-cent Kindle book that you can buy and read. And it will also, if you don't want to spend the money on a Kindle book, it will also be a blog that will be on the website where the videos are. So how's that for multi-purposing everything? But all of that required me changing everything around as far as how I do this show. So we did the podcast using the software that is needed for the video. And then I had to take those files over to the other computer where my high-end audio stuff was and stick it in there, and it was like a mess. So I've now downloaded my high-end audio software onto the laptop, and I just moved everything over here permanently. So I am sitting here under wonderful soft studio lighting, although I'm not doing this on video, you know, but I've got everything on this computer now, and the other computer's just sort of sitting there. And everything seems to be running fine on this laptop. I'm producing a nationally syndicated radio show on a Dell laptop. with a pretty good microphone, a really good microphone, I'll say that, and very, very, very good software and leveling software that is used in post-production. So, you know, but it's all done on a laptop. I could conceivably take this laptop and go to a resort that I've been meaning to go to, and I could sit out by the pool with this microphone and this laptop, and I could do the radio show from out by the pool at this resort that I have been known to go to get away, and just do that from out sitting by the pool with everything that I have here. Technology, when they first came here and built a studio, well, in my other house, they came and built a studio for me. They put $40,000 worth of equipment into the house, which took up half of a wall. I'm serious. There are pictures of it. I mean, you know, big boards, all of this. Yeah. Now I'm doing it all on a laptop. Technology is wonderful. Isn't technology wonderful? I had to mow my grass this evening. This is Thursday. The last time I mowed the grass was on Sunday. And we just passed the 4th of July. Yesterday was the 4th of July. And I'm out in the front yard looking at my lawn, which was just mowed on Monday. We've been having lots of rain, and the grass had to be mowed. So when I got home from, I had a long day today. When I got home, I just, you know, I had bought a new blade for my mower. I stuck the blade on. It took me about 5-10 minutes to stick the blade on. And I wanted to see what the grass looked like with a fresh blade. And, you know, it's always good to replace the blade. Yes, you can sharpen the blades, which I do, but once in a while, a new blade, they're not that expensive. So I put this new blade on, started up the mower, and, you know, a gas mower, and I just enjoyed the heck out of them. You know, I had a stressful, long day. I was on the road a lot. I went to Bradenton. I had to go over to Tampa. I drove 160 miles today. How's that? Looking at landscaping and all kinds of stuff. And then came home, and what do? Change the blade on the mower, and I mowed the grass because it had grown tall. It was unsightly. Now, I will confess, I almost always edge the yard every time I mow the yard. Today, you know, I had edged the yard on Sunday. I just decided I wasn't going to do that. But I enjoyed the heck out of my mow, and you ought to see the grass with that new blade. It just looked wonderful. I think it was a $9 investment, something like that, and a little bit of work to take the old one off and pitch it and take the new one. Oh, and speaking of pitching, I am Michael Recycle. I pitched it into my blue recycling bin. Now, I don't know if they'll take that, but I think steel can be recycled because there are people who drive around our neighborhoods all the time looking for steel. Like, you know, if somebody throws out a dishwasher or throws out a stove, I changed out a dishwasher once, stuck the dishwasher out at the street. It was gone in 2 minutes. I mean, it was gone. Anything. I had some metal shelving that was all rusty in my garage. I bought new shelving. I took the old metal shelving. I put it out in the front yard. And they came and grabbed it, these recycling people. So I'm not going to put a lawnmower blade out there because that would just be a little weird and they wouldn't see it. But I figure, would my city recycling recycle my steel lawnmower blade? I don't know. I threw it in there along with my aluminum can. And I had some boxes this week because I got some stuff in the mail. And I had some boxes and I threw those in there. So I will know, and, you know, I will know on next Tuesday if they take my steel, you know, my steel blade. But, you know, I just went out there, started that mower, and I just totally de-stressed myself, totally and completely de-stressed myself by mowing the grass. Front yard, you know, got to work around some trees out by the street, a little hard, you know, in and out all through the roots and all that good type of stuff. And then it's just, you know, the front and sides and the back. Just go out there and enjoy the mow. And I go into this zen-like state. And then when I was all done, I said, I'm going to have to blow everything out. I didn't. I just took my lawnmower and pushed it along the sidewalk and out on the street and used my mower to blow everything in. It worked just fine. Worked just absolutely fine. Didn't have to pull out the blower and plug that in. Shut off the mower, put it away, looked at the yard, and the satisfaction. I love mowing the lawn. You know, and people say, why don't you hire it out? No. You know, I'm going to mow the lawn as long as I am physically, well, I think it helps make me more physically able. My buddy Ralph, he's just 2 years older than me. He can't mow his grass anymore because he sits on his butt all the time. Man, you know, and he used to like mowing his yard. He can't do it anymore. He has to have somebody do it for him. Not me, man. I want to mow the lawn as long as I can. It's good exercise for your body and your mind.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
I've gotten more emails this week about my bed than anything else, so I guess I need to talk about that on the Garden Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Crost. I'm the Chief Geek. And several weeks ago, I bought a new mattress. I bought one of those mattresses in a box. I'm not going to give you the brand name of it because I don't like it. By the way, I am the only person who I have had lay on that bed that does not like that bed. Everyone else loves that bed. I'm sleeping on the bed. I don't like the bed. Everybody's, you know, what kind of bed did you get? And they email me. I've got 11 emails this week wanting to know what type of bed I bought. It's one of the popular ones. I will tell you that. I hear commercials about it all the time. And as a matter of fact, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago I was given the opportunity to do commercials about a bed, and they were going to give me one, and I turned them down because I said, you know, what if I don't like the bed? You know, well, we'll give you one. You know, and then we'll pay you to do commercials. And I said, but what if I don't like the bed? And it's a gardening show. I don't think I'm going to do it. And so I decided I needed a bed, so I bought their bed this year. A couple weeks ago, I bought their bed. Came in a box. Took my old mattress off. Okay, hauled it out to the street. It's gone. I take this thing out of the box, and I lay it on. You know, it comes in wrapped in plastic. I mean, it's a big deal getting this thing out of the bag. It's so small. It's a queen size mattress, and I laid it out there. I took the plastic. You got to be very careful taking the plastic off so you don't cut the mattress. So I'm very, very careful. Got this whole thing, and then it's like a miracle. It is just like an absolute miracle. This thing just grows. You just sit there and you watch this thing grow and grow and grow. And they said, don't sleep on it until the next day. Okay, do not sleep on it until the next day. So I said, okay. So I slept on the couch that night. Man, do I have a terribly uncomfortable couch. I've got the most I only have one bed in this house. I got a three-bedroom house. When I bought the house 11 years ago, coming up on 11 years ago, I had a new bed in my room because I came in here with no furniture. I got divorced. I moved. I left everything there, you know, because the kids were there. I just came over here with essentially nothing. I bought everything new, which was kind of fun. So I went to Sam's Club at that time, and I bought three beds at Sam's Club. I bought me a queen, and I bought fulls for Zach and Jamie. And they each had their own room. I went to one of those unfinished wood furniture stores, and I bought dressers for all of us. And, you know, I bought a dining room table there. I brought all that stuff. And I had them all. I had it all delivered here, out in the garage. Before I moved into the house, I refurnished all of that furniture, you know, because it just comes bare wood. And I put it all out there. Now let's see. Ex-wife number three wanted one of my mattresses because Jamie never came over here for the grandson. So she takes not only the mattress, But the dresser that I bought and takes that's gone. Zach is still living here at the time. He's got his mattress. He's got his dresser. Zach moves out, 2 years ago. 2.5 years ago, Zach moves out. I'm an adult. I'm moving out. Okay, so Zach's gone. He takes his bed and his mattress. So I've got two empty rooms. So I move the studio into this room. And the other room, my ex-wife, number two, runs an eBay business out of my house because my house is quiet and peaceful. And she runs an eBay business out of here. So she has all of her inventory into that one, and she's got her shipping and all the other stuff in here. So, you know, just kind of crowded in here. So I have one mattress in the house. So when I had to put this mattress together and stick it up there, I had to wait 24 hours. I had to sleep on the couch. I have a leather couch, uncomfortable to sleep on, very comfortable to sit on. I had the worst night's sleep of my life. Well, I have just not gotten used to this bed. Now, let me tell you what kind of bed I really want, but it's very expensive. I want an organic foam rubber mattress, 100% organic foam rubber mattress. The queen size one that I want is $3,100. I don't want to spend $3,100 on a mattress. I spent about $900 on the one I got, which was a foam mattress, but it wasn't organic foam. And it came with a 10-year guarantee, to where it's 100% foam rubber mattresses will last an average of 75 to 80 years. People get rid of them, and they still are in perfect condition with no sags in them, nothing. And they're so comfortable that, you know, my former girlfriend, Debbie, lives down in Palm Beach, has a foam rubber mattress, and I never slept better in my world than then. So I wanted to emulate that. So I bought this well-known brand name mattress in a box, and I stuck it in there. And it just is not comfortable for me. Now, again, I've had one ex-wife lay on it. I've had an ex-wife's husband lay on it, who came over and said, come lay on my bed. Another ex-wife's husband laid on it. I had my former brother-in-law and his girlfriend lay on it. My sons laid on it. Two of my sons have laid on it, as a matter of fact. The couple across the street came over and laid on it, and they bought one. I mean, they immediately bought one. They just said, this is fabulous. So they were, you know, 2 days later, there was one outside there. I came home, and I looked across the street, and there was one of the mattresses in the box right out in front. Everybody loves this thing but me. So, you know, what to do, what to do, what to do. Well, I bought another mattress today. I bought it online, and it is what is called a hybrid mattress. It has foam on the top and springs, and it's a 13-inch mattress. I'm a big kind of guy, and it comes highly rated. It costs less money than this one cost, and I got that. And then, in addition to that, I ordered a 5-inch topper for it that is made of 100% organic foam rubber that I'm going to put on top of that. That topper cost me $490. And we'll see. I just want a good night's sleep. You asked, I thought I'd tell you. I'm going to call the company, tell them to come get their mattress after the new one comes. I'm Michael Croce. This is Ask the Garden Geek.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.